Welcome. Thanks for having me. My talk was actually about 1 o'clock this afternoon, but I'll jump in now. This is the right. Am I too loud? It's fine. Okay. Well, I'm Nicolas from Germany, living in Amsterdam. I'm co-founder of Saita Energy Flexibility, and we co-founded the Flex Measures project. I will briefly talk about the Flex Measures project. Last time at Vostem, we also had a talk about some specifics. I like to introduce a project with some specific application. So last year, we talked about our vehicle-to-grid implementation, where we use Flex Measures and Home Assistant. And today, also, I'll go more on the developer perspective, as a developer, you would actually work with Flex Measures. I only have 15 minutes, so I will fly over it a bit. Don't worry, I mean, let's not read every line of code. It's just to give you an impression. How would it be like? With Flex Measures, as an introduction, we have been focusing on behind-the-meter optimization. So that's, these are the things you find behind the meter. So there's enough complexity to run an optimization and find the best running times for the things that are flexible here, which are usually EV charging, batteries. And today we talk about hot water storage. These things are not exactly behind the meter, but they matter as well. In the Netherlands, we have congestion on the grid that influences the optimization of what you're doing. It's a constraint, and dynamic energy prices. So then it becomes quite interesting as a problem. Right, so very briefly, Flex Measures is a platform that takes in a lot of data, like meter data or prices, all these things, and it gives you the best timing for your flexible assets, as a very simplified picture of what it is. We have used it in a couple of areas, like I mentioned, bidirectional charging, in industry, in water sanitation, and now we're working on smart heating as well. Here's a little look on our dynamic visualization of what Flex Measures knows at any given time. So this is from the web UI of Flex Measures. You can replay what happened, what data Flex Measures knew, and what forecasts it knew. But I want to spend 10 minutes, have a this very brief tour. What if you were an energy startup? Let's say you work with smart heating, or you work with heating, and you want to have the smart scheduling for your e-boiler, as an example. So these are things you would like to do. I will go through each of those. And I'll touch upon a couple of ways to interact with Flex Measures. You're writing your own Flex Measures plugin. There's a Python client, there's a command line interface. Of course, there's an API. And I'll just, while I go through this list, everything will be touched for illustration, what are the things you can do. The brief picture would be that there's a house where there's the e-boiler, so your energy asset with temperature readings. There's a Flex Measure server over here in the cloud. And all of these things are going to happen. So there's a little bit of a architecture diagram, but what we'll try to touch here. So the Flex Measures client will send temperature. It will ask the server to compute a schedule for the boiler. There's a data platform where we can get the prices. We'll have a cron tab because we'll have to do some stuff just regularly. And let's keep that in mind. So this is the very first step. You don't have to read everything, but I'm just showing that we provide a cookie cutter template so you can quickly get up to speed, have your own code structure. So you choose a name and a description, and you say, yeah, please give me the API blueprint. Blueprint is a word from the Flask ecosystem because Flex Measures is a Flask application. And you get some kind of boilerplate like this. And that's a this is the one endpoint we're doing here. What if we want to create a new customer for this project? This is a lot of code. This is basically the endpoint we wrote as an example. I'm not going to read everything. Basically, this is how you plug it in. It's going to be plugged in flex measures and available as an endpoint. We're creating a user and an account. And maybe this is the most interesting. So this is basically your business objects. I will go a little deeper here. This is the same code, roughly. So we're creating the boiler as an asset, and we're creating a couple of sensors. Here's two examples, a bit bigger, where we really define, we tell flex measures how to handle this. What kind of units are we handling, and the event resolution. So that flex measures know how to, what to do with them. When data arrives, schedules have to be made. And then if that happened, if somebody called this endpoint, a new account was made, and it will end up in the flex measures UI. You can see them here. Next step, let's say we measure the temperature locally. Yeah, you have your own sensor, and you want the temperature data to end up in flex measures as well. Then here's a small example how to use the flex measures client. Basically, it provides you with some nice code to work with easily, but it actually uses the flex measures API in the background. For fun, we actually had the temperature reading in Fahrenheit, which we say when we send it to flex measures. Flex measures knows the data is actually to be stored in Celsius and will automatically get it right. So this is where a lot of work goes, as you can imagine. But otherwise, this is just sending this reading. There's not much more. You'll do this regularly from your local script that runs on your Raspberry Pi, whatever you're doing there locally. One more step. So there's some external information we need. Temperature is a local reading from your local asset. Prices are a good example of information from some other third parties that just has to also be collected in flex measures. One other example is weather forecasts. In this example, I'm showing that we actually wrote a plugin for that. So we're cloning this plugin we wrote. NSUE is the organization of European transmission system operators, and they provide a data platform so you can get various things like prices, but also just day ahead allocations for all the transmission zones. So we say, we want the Dutch transmission zone, please give me the prices for that. Auth token, we configure everything, and actually then this is the command. So through flex measures CLI, this plugin has registered a group of commands, for instance, to import day ahead prices. Also, all of this is public, how we wrote the plugin, you can see. So if you call this regularly, let's say one time per day, you'll have all the day ahead prices always in your system. Small visualization of 1 day of prices in the flex measures UI. Excuse me. Okay, now I'm not sure how much time do I have. 8 minutes. All right, that's not so bad.